There's an enormous distinction between repression of thoughts and emotions and resolution of thoughts and emotions. In one, thoughts and emotions are avoided, and in the other, they're completely resolved. In one, thoughts and emotions are blocked due to fear, and in the other, they're completely resolved as a process of opening wisdom and compassion. So as you can see, there is a huge distinction between the two. Without the resolution of thoughts and emotions in their ground, there can be no uncontrived natural sympathy and empathy, which is what compassion is. Compassion is the act of caring for the well-being of ourselves and others. It isn't a sentiment of pity or just thinking about the state of the world and feeling sad or negative about it. That isn't what compassion is. Compassion is a natural, ever-present sympathy and empathy that's manifested as deep caring for oneself and everyone, for all beings, and manifested as the action of benefit on one's own behalf and also for all beings. And the benefit that is offered to oneself initially is simply in resting the mind completely as all the thoughts and emotions just do whatever they do without either blocking the thought or emotion or following after it. And when a lifetime has been spent pursuing either of those courses of action, following after or blocking the points of view that appear within the mind, then it can feel like a radical shift. It can feel like all chaos may break loose. The attempt to try to control what's going on within the mind gives us a sense of identity and personal power. And so when we just rest the mind completely without trying to control what goes on in the mind, we can feel a diminishing of that, and it might feel uncomfortable. A diminishing of that sense of personal power, or we may feel impending doom, like all hell is going to break loose because we're not controlling our states of mind. Yet there's no possibility whatsoever of having true compassion for oneself or others, or having true wisdom and skillful means to live life fully without resting the mind completely and becoming acquainted with that rest as the basis of all points of view. That rest is the pure intelligence that is the basic space of all points of view that appear, no matter what they are. All phenomena whatsoever are nothing other than the basic space of pure intelligence. They're not anything other than that. And that intelligence in and of itself is saturated with wisdom, compassion, and skillful means. So the more familiar we become with that ground, the more familiar we are with wisdom, compassion, and skillful means. It all depends on what we want out of life. Do we want to be the kind of character who's constantly toying and fiddling with all the thoughts and emotions, trying to order them into some kind of meaning and meaningful and significant approach to living? Or do we really want to get familiar with pure intelligence and its wisdom, compassion, and skillful means? It's just really entirely up to us. If we want to be familiar with the pure intelligence that is the basis of all knowledge, in other words, all phenomena that appear within pure intelligence are that intelligence itself. There's never been a phenomenon of any kind that is independent of that pure intelligence. Each phenomenon contains an explanatory and working model for all other phenomena. And that's just the way it is. If that isn't what we have learned, it doesn't mean it isn't true. Now, the only way that we can really be definitively certain that that is the case is to decisively experience the pure intelligence, the awareness that is the root of all of our perceptions, no matter what they are. Without doing so, we'll never become familiar with it. So really the only instruction is to rest naturally as awareness for short periods, for short moments, many times until it becomes automatic, until it becomes continuous. And in this way, we are absolutely certain to become familiar with pure intelligence, with wisdom, compassion, and skillful means, without fail. Absolutely certain. So initially, it may be one time a day that we remember to rest, to just rest the mind completely in its pure intelligence that is the root of its being, the root of all of its knowledge. The next day it might be two times that we remember. The next day it might be three times, or it might be one time. However, by continuing on the course with a total 100% commitment to it, the one, two, and three times will become four, five, six, and ten times. And then pretty soon, without even thinking about it, it's 100 times a day. And then it's 200 times a day. And then it's 1,000 times a day, and then it's every single moment of the day without trying to rest. It just becomes automatic and continuous. This is what automatic and continuous mean. However, it requires that we make a commitment. The introduction to awareness isn't enough. There has to be a 100% commitment to rest, and to also not use any other means. If we think that there are other means that are necessary, then it's likely that we're applying antidotes. We're saying, well, just simply resting the mind completely doesn't work. That's not enough. And when we start to apply other measures, then we lose hold of the simplicity at the basis of what we are. To be beyond all conventional frameworks and reference points is what it means to rest as the pure intelligence at the basis of everything. It means that every thought you've ever had, every emotion you've ever had, every experience you've ever had, every institution you've ever belonged to or loved or hated, everything you've ever learned, all knowledge available to you is unnecessary to you. That is what it means to be completely certain. That you have no need for any conceptual frameworks whatsoever. No need for any descriptive framework in order to feel a supreme sense of well-being and comfort in every moment of life. And also that you don't need to do anything at all to what's appearing, to thoughts, emotions, sensations, experiences. You do not need to manipulate them in any way by either replacing them with someone else or something else or avoiding them or whatever it might be, indulging them. These are no longer strategies that you find necessary. And that's what freedom means. Freedom means complete freedom in the direct encounter with all experience, whether it's inner experience or outer experience. Complete freedom, not needing to change anything. Does that mean that we are just passive and sit back like a couch potato, never doing anything? No, it doesn't mean that at all. It means that when we're free from all of the points of view, all the descriptive frameworks, then we can move incisively in a very powerful and forceful way to contribute to the world in a way that's very beneficial. We don't have the power and force to do that unless we're completely free in, of, as, and through all points of view. We don't have any power at all, in fact, as long as we're toying around with all the points of view and either following after them or blocking them. All of our energy's going into following after or blocking the points of view, so we can't tap into the natural resource of the power and force that's inherent in pure intelligence, inherent in pure awareness, inherent in absolute wisdom, compassion, and skillful means. Are we willing? Are we really willing to take it all the way? How dear to us are those points of view that we can't help blocking or following after? To just let the mind go as it goes without doing anything about it is what total freedom is. And in that, everything the mind does is resolved. It's completely resolved. As long as points of view are blocked, there's repression, suppression, and oppression all at once of the natural vitality and potency at the basis of who we are. It may not be what most people have learned, but it is the true nature of phenomena. What can't be learned is that which resolves all afflictive states. All the things that can be learned do not resolve afflictive states. And there are certainly plenty of strategies out there to assault afflictive states. All points of view, no matter what they are pure. All phenomena whatsoever are pure from the very beginning. They're pure intelligence, pure awareness, and nothing else. no phenomenon of any kind has ever had an independent origin, an independent substance, an independent identity, an independent nature. No phenomenon whatsoever has ever existed elsewhere than in, of, as, and through pure intelligence. To describe something else as being the case is merely a description, an empty description. All these descriptions of the way things are always changing. However, the true nature of phenomena never changes. No matter how many descriptions there may be in any current era of humankind about all manner of things, the true nature of phenomena never changes. Rely on that and all troubles are resolved. To have completely resolved all mental and emotional processes is extremely powerful. It's an extremely powerful way of being. It's the beginning of complete mastery over all phenomena. This is the way we proved to ourselves in our own being that we do have complete mastery over all phenomena as pure intelligence. It's just a philosophy unless we have the decisive experience of actually having mastery over our thoughts and emotions, where they no longer are the boss. And all this comes about through short moments repeated many times, brief periods repeated many times. There's no destination. There's only ongoing realization. All phenomena of all kinds are pure from the beginningless beginning. Pure, the word pure means free of anything of a different kind. That's all it means. All phenomena whatsoever are free of anything other than pure intelligence. To reach definitive certainty about that is to be able to easily solve any kind of challenge that comes up in your life and to easily contribute powerful and forceful solutions to challenges that come up in the world in any area of interest you may have. If you want to have the pure fun and complete enjoyment of that, then rest as awareness for short moments, repeated many times, until it becomes automatic.